Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Glad you asked on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Final hour of the midday show with Andy and Randy, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. The AMA, every day to wrap things up, brought to you by Right From The Heart and RightFromTheHeart.org. A couple phone lines available if you want to jump on, 404-726-0929. We'll start with Rich in Alpharetta. Hey, Rich.
What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing?
Good.
Hold on, Rich. Let me get a pencil real quick. All right, go ahead, Rich. You got it.
I got two questions for you. Lighthearted questions.
It's only two.
Okay, because Rich, no, yeah. Rich asked you a question. Like, if you could start a starting five of
he's got
of
two
Avengers,
questions, but with five
of Avengers.
Points.
I gotta get my pencil right. What you?
You might need it for the first one.
All right.
So, who's on your Mount Rushmore of like sports? I'm talking about athletes you would consider the greatest, like top four. All right, that's the first one.
Okay.
And the second one is like, remember, like 3 weeks ago, y'all was talking about this, and I wanted to ask. So, in y'all prime, like y'all heyday, what would be a perfect party setting? A pool party, a sorority / house party, or a club? And I'm talking about full blown madness. Oh, what would y'all pick?
All right, Rich.
Oh, man. I really didn't go to sorority. So yeah. That's more you.
That's me.
That's more you. Right
I was
there.
A house party
yeah.
king.
Yeah, that's more of you. Like, I'm just like, are we talking about like back when Atlanta was Atlanta? Like when One Tweezy and Gentleman Club and all them? Oh, that time in Atlanta was nothing like it. It wasn't about no sections. It wasn't about nothing. It was just about being cool. And Andy, I was cool.
Sounds awesome.
Yes, I was cool.
You had fun at the house parties, though.
Oh, I mean, I had no problem with house parties. But I'm just talking about being out in the street with being cool.
I bet.
Being cool.
My four favorite like the best athletes ever that I think.
My favorite four athletes, Michael Jordan.
He's mine, too, for basketball.
Yeah, Michael Jordan.
So I'm with you on that one.
If
I knew one from every sport.
Baseball's Barry Bonds. I'm just talking about who I've seen. Not,
I know.
Yeah, I'm going by who I've seen.
I know.
I'll
just do Griffey just to even it out.
Yeah. Wayne Gretzky.
I was going to do Tiger. That was my miscellaneous
about
sport.
You know what? Tiger.
Okay.
But I put Tiger on there, definitely golf, and Serena.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to do a football player.
Yeah, okay. I was going to do all sports.
No, Barry Sanders. It was probably the guy that I enjoyed watching the most that was amazing. In his prime, I was the right age.
Right.
You know,
he was awesome.
Yeah, so those are
freaking awesome.
Those are mine.
Yeah, it was freaking awesome.
Jordan, Tiger, Barry Sanders, and Ken Griffey Jr.
Here we go.
All right. Derek is in Charlotte. Hey, Derek.
Hey, fellas, I'm going to tell you like this. I had already told y'all that I had called up a couple months saying that Bobby Petrino was going to need a job.
You nailed
so
it.
I was right
you did.
You nailed it. Checks in the mail, Derek.
But also, terrible job by the Jets yesterday, and I wanted to tell you, yesterday y'all did say this. Carolina blew out the Falcons by 30, and then they got pummeled the next week. So, like I said, I have nothing else to say.
Oh. Bye, Derek.
Thanks, Derek.
You just taking a victory lap?
I don't know.
Huh. All right. Tinker's in Kennesaw. Hey, Tinker.
What's up, fellas?
Hey, what's up, Tink?
Hey. From kindergarten to senior year, what was your either favorite or least favorite cafeteria food?
Okay.
Oh, man.
Cafeteria food.
I'll tell you this. At Peach County High, Wednesday was Chuck Wagon Day. Boy, I don't know what the chuck wagon was.
I don't know
what
it is.
But that damn thing, no, it was good. I love that chuck wagon Wednesday. And obviously, everybody liked the square pizza.
Yeah.
Square pizza Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I liked when they would do breakfast for lunch, too.
Oh,
they'd do waffles.
Right.
That was good.
Not a big waffle guy. So.
And sausage. They never did bacon.
Why not?
I don't know. I'm not sure. But they would do sausage.
Yeah.
Sausage is probably cheaper.
We're talking about that ash-ass sausage.
Yeah, but you know, you're nine.
That ash-ass sausage with a little burnt, like the ass burnt.
It looks like a little puck.
Yeah.
I like it.
Oh, no.
I love those.
Dude, that's...
And you could get two waffles and some syrup with a sausage in the middle and have a waffle
sandwich.
That's
why I don't like continental breakfast, man. Maybe I'm like, I don't want ash-ass sausage with a back with a burnt ass.
What is a chuck wagon?
I don't know what a chuck wagon is. It could have been chicken. It could have been a pork chop sandwich.
Give it a description.
It looked like a chicken, but it was a chuck wagon. It was between two pieces of bread, and it was a sandwich.
Oh, it's a sandwich.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then who don't? And I know we probably had this conversation one of our first years here. That peanut butter and jelly sandwich, or whatever that peanut butter sandwich is, when you used to get the soup day.
Yeah, they didn't do that.
They did that up there.
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay.
Sounds great. What, the peanut butter and jelly and soup?
Well, I never ate the soup, but that peanut butter and jelly sandwich they used to give with the soup was that peanut butter, whatever that was banging.
They didn't do that.
Yeah.
Our lunches were awful. Like, I don't speak about it with the reverence that you do.
Yeah.
You got good memories.
That chuck wagon.
I was like, it was all gross, pretty much, except the breakfast.
Yeah, man, that chuck wagon.
They would do burgers, and it was like, nope.
Oh, the burgers.
We're not doing that.
Oh, high school burgers were awful.
We can't do that.
Awful.
It was always had wheat buns, too. Ew. Ugh. Ew. Awful. I know. See? Not good. Jeremy is in Griffin. Hey, Jeremy.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey, two of my favorite people I've never met. How are you?
Thank you.
Good, Jeremy. Back at you.
Awesome. So, awesome. Fantastic. So I've been setting this question for a minute, but I had a chance to call, so I'll make it fast. So let's go back to the draft. Do you remember when Sanders got that prank phone call and then everybody got fined?
Uh-huh. What? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, Jeff Olbrich, he had to come out of his own pocket, right?
Yep.
Like he had a certain fine.
Right.
Yep. Okay, there we go.
$100,000.
So he had his own money.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so from a dad, the other two dads, here's my two questions. One, what's the biggest dummy move either one of y'all's offspring have done that you...
Okay.
And two, here's the better one. Coming up, what's the biggest bonehead dummy move y'all did that your parents... had to come out of their money wallet for.
Oh, yeah, man.
All right, thank you, Jeremy. Thank you, Jeremy.
Well,
all right.
I got kicked out of a country. So
it's hard to beat that one.
Yeah. I got kicked out of a country for being
the plane ticket alone.
Yeah. I got kicked out of a country.
I told you I wrecked my mom's car the first day she let me drive it to school when I was 16.
Yeah.
That was a tough one.
My kid, I'll tell you this. They don't really do craziness. You know, like, they're pretty good with their cars. I think Isaiah got a speeding ticket. That was about it. But that's about it. They're not that. They don't really do too much.
And my kids are too young to be causing too much financial damage.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, stuff gets broken.
Yeah, stuff gets
broken. But stuff gets broken.
Yeah, but no, they haven't done it. They haven't hit the bonehead yet.
Yeah, no, we're not.
Yeah, they have not done nothing that I've done.
My kids aren't old enough, really, for the most part, to know better with a lot of stuff.
Right.
Like, Lily's getting there, but still, we're talking kindergarten, so.
Right.
Well, I'm sure we'll have them. We'll have them.
Oh, yeah.
Something will happen.
Yeah, something will.
I hope it's not a prank call to a kid on draft night.
I forgot about that, too. He said that.
That'd be bad. Yeah. I'd be pretty mad at Jack about that one.
Oh, yeah. I'm telling you, dude. Somebody getting hemmed up. And I think that's always worry, especially my boys. Like, they don't want to see me. I think it's a healthy fear that they have.
I know.
But they don't want to see me.
I was thinking about that the other day.
They don't, like.
Whatever little speck of fear I had is already evaporating.
Like I said, don't ever make me come over there. Because, I flew back from San Diego one time on a Tuesday. Uh-huh. I flew back because Isaiah was acting up over here.
Well, that sounds like a story.
Yeah. No, Isaiah was acting up. He was in school. No, he acted up in grade school. I said, okay. Oh, okay. Because I just had a talk with him last week about what he was doing. I said, okay.
So he thought when you were away, he could.
Yeah. I said, don't let me pop up on your ass.
Right.
And I guess he thought I was playing.
Well,
I jumped on that damn Delta.
When you don't expect the parent to pop up in school and they do, that's a real shocking moment.
Popped up. Hey, popped up, handled that business, and got my ass right back on the plane. I ain't even packed no bags.
My buddies Cam and Clay, twins. Very fun guys, loud, talked a lot in class. Their mom came and sat all six periods for a whole week, 1 week, just so they wouldn't talk. Just imagine how embarrassing that would be.
Yes, I could.
Mom sitting in class all six periods for the whole week.
I would have been so upset.
What's her name?
Chuck Wagon sounds like a thick country girl with a lot of cake.
It does kind of, yeah. A Chuck Wagon sounds like a good description for a backside.
Yeah, we sound like a Chuck Wagon. Chuck Wagon Wednesdays.
Belinda. That was her name. Belinda Bell. She sat there and embarrassed the hell out of them for the whole week.
Dude.
All right. Ty is in Buckhead. Hey, Ty.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Hello, Ty.
All right. Check this out. This is what I got. For a kicker, you think it's more pressure to win the game on a game-winning kick or a game-tying kick to kick into overtime? And have either of you had a chance to win one, any sport, like a chance to win a game?
Mm. Thank you, Ty.
Chance to win? Like,
I don't...
Our junior year, I sent our semifinal game as double overtime. No, into overtime.
In football?
In basketball.
In basketball.
Yeah, I sent game tying shot at the buzzer.
We had a couple shootouts in high school, but in soccer, mm-hmm. but I always kicked first or second. So right. I was never in that pressure moment at the end. So I never have.
Yeah.
More pressure to tie the game and send it to overtime or to win it?
More pressure to tie.
Yeah.
I think it'll be more pressure to tie it.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Like, I'm telling you.
Different feeling.
Like, I'm just telling you, being on a team, being on the sideline as a player, after you done fought your ass off, like my first ever comeback win victory, I'll never forget, in Denver, and playing for the Dolphins, and we make this great comeback, and we're battling back and forth, and Jason Elam hits like a 60-something yard up there in Denver.
Mm-hmm.
And we have like 40 seconds, and it was a catch. And then tip ball, and then freaking Lindo came and kicked it like 57 yards. And that's a great feeling. But I've had this situation where it was the other way around. Adam damn Vinatieri and other kickers like that. It's hard. And that is a hard way to lose, bro.
I bet.
That is a hard way to freaking lose by a field goal or a field goal miss. Woo, you be wanting to fight him.
What's worse? It's got to be worse for your guy to miss it,
dude,
right?
It is way worse. It is horrible when your kicker misses it. Right. Especially when you done battled your ass off. You're down there and they miss it. You, like, because most time I was on the field goal team, and not one time did I walk over to him and pat him on the head.
No, it's all good, bud. Yep. That.
I damn sure didn't.
You get him next time?
I damn sure didn't. I didn't say that bad publicly.
Right,
about
you didn't
him.
Cuss him
I
out.
I didn't cuss him out in there like that, but I'd be damn if I was going to put my arm around him and hug him.
Yeah, no, I think you're right in the middle.
Damn
I
sure
I always
did.
Do wonder, like,
damn.
Are those guys really good friends? Like, why? Because I probably would just walked away.
Dude.
Actually, I might.
Dude,
probably,
I'm just telling you.
I'm a pretty bad loser.
I just walked
Although
away.
I would have been the kicker. So
I just walked away.
I would have liked the arm around me. Randy.
Mm-mm. Dude.
Oh, what if I walked up to you? Hey, bud. Get away from me. You son of a. You got one job. All right, James is in Gainesville. Hey, James.
Hey, guys. Great show as always.
Thank you, James.
Listen, this question is for Randy. Randy, I've been a diehard Georgia fan for a long, long time. And I've noticed since Brock Bowers has left, the offense has kind of gotten away from using their tight ends.
Yep.
They're on the field, but they're on the field as blockers.
Yep.
What happened? What changed in the offense to when, especially when they get down around the goal line, that they cannot use their tight ends in the middle of the field or at the goal line?
Thank you,
James. Damn it, James.
Good question.
Damn it, James. I'm right there with you. One reason, because they're not him. That's the ultimate reason, is they're not him.
But they were doing a lot of more tight end stuff.
They were doing a lot more tight end stuff.
Pre-Brock.
Yes.
Right? Like,
yes.
Because you... got to the point where we stopped asking Roddy every Friday.
Yes.
When are they going to throw it to the damn? You're going to have to start asking him again.
I'm going to have to. I think that when you look at this group of tight ends, they're very talented. I think Oscar's a very talented player.
Yeah.
I know that Lawson Luck is a very talented player, but I'm with you on that. I'm so 100% with you on why they don't get the ball.
Yeah, throw it to him. Seems like they had zero throws
against Alabama
for first downs on third down.
Yes.
Zero third down conversion passes.
Yes.
On Saturday. That's not
good. Oh, yeah.
Alabama must add six in the first quarter. Final call, Wendy's in Lawrenceville. Hey, Wendy.
Hey, so y'all get home today and your dream cars are sitting in your driveways. What are they?
1974 Ford Bronco. Sky blue with a dark tan, like, drop top back.
Sky blue?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sweet.
Maybe with, like, a white stripe.
Nice. Probably a DB9. Astrobar DB9.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Probably Astrobar DB9.
Fast.
Yeah. So cool.
All right.
So cool.
Great question, by the way, Wendy. Thank you. Always, I see them a lot. Ever since I really started being in love with those Broncos, I see. And the new ones are cool,
too. The new ones are awesome.
Like, I really like the new Broncos. They did a really good job. Because a lot of times they bring a car back and they don't do it right. But they've done a great job with those Broncos.
Right.
Wade Ford.
There you go.
Boy, do I love hosting the Wade Ford tailgate show, Randy. A great place. It's right over there on South Cobb, right by my house.
Yes. And we love that with, you know, what Ford does for the show,
and
the station,
the
and the people.
The people. All right, let's get the takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's a cool color.
Oh, yeah, it's perfect. I just never thought sky blue. Every time I think of sky blue car, I think of 48 Hours of Nick Nolte.
Yeah.
I was thinking that. Andy wants an arm around him, and Mike needed some of that purple drink after Saturday.
He did say that. That was very good. Randy's.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
His mind is right because of yoga.
Yeah, man.
Also, athletes need to stop all that punk-ass core work and put some iron on their backs. But it gets better. Downward dog is the easiest one for Randy. Not if he's hitting grown men.
You need iron to hit grown men, not colorful bands. And don't forget, after that first pitch, 50 Cent. Did a little ditty.
Did a little damn ditty. Never in my life have I heard that before.
Oh, man. Hey, have a great rest of your Tuesday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And you're seeing exactly
why
it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.